Communication. Learning a language involves four aspects of communication: reading, writing, listening, and speaking. In medical language, the task of incorporating medical terminology and ways of addressing peers, patients, and professionals are central to good communication. Communicative function is a term that draws attention to the purpose of speech, not single words. Throughout this book, you've seen that communicating does not simply focus on medical terminology. It centers on using terminology in context, using medical language to convey or receive a message. Medical terminology is a key part of this, but not the only part. The goal of all communicative learning activities in this textbook is to provide opportunities to actually use language in meaningful ways and the most authentic situations possible, mirroring how you will communicate in your careers. When new terms and expressions are learned, they are quickly integrated into some form of communication. Within the context of healthcare, some of these forms include describing, diagnosing, discussing, debating, directing, collaborating, consulting, convincing, and sharing, telling, explaining, informing, reporting, and recounting. To master communicative tasks that require medical terminology, you need opportunities to ask questions and answer them. To develop these skills, practice is needed. In addition to the exercises in this book, Medical Language, Terminology, and Context, you might want to spend some time on your own or with classmates communicating about the cases and care presented in each chapter. Engaging in deep discussions about health, illness, patient care, or careers assists you to continue building knowledge and vocabulary as well as oral communication skills. Communication also includes knowing how sentences are constructed. This is called syntax. The textbook teaches where, when, and how to integrate medical terminology correctly by exposing you to it repeatedly and then asking you to generate your responses and examples. For example, to build the skill, fill in the gap and complete the sentence exercises abound. The words you use, your word choices, can signal whether or not you are a professional. Professional communication in healthcare is role modeled in this book and its audio resources found at medicallanguagelab.com. This allows you to contrast it to everyday social interaction. By this point in your studies, you have considered when, where, how, and to whom you can communicate using medical terminology and expressions. An example of this appeared in our discussion with our patient Gloria Lepke when she took offense to her unborn baby being called a fetus. The latter term was examined for its appropriateness as well as its meaning. Then, this was discussed in the context of patient care and appropriateness based on who was speaking to whom and in which context. Through this example and others, you have learned that formal use of medical terms in one set of circumstances is appropriate, while in others it may not be. Awareness of your audience, the person or person with whom you are communicating, politeness, formality, situational, and environmental factors are all exemplified in this book. Pronunciation and diction are very important in oral communication. Mispronunciation can lead to errors. This can be dangerous in a medical situation. So can poor diction. Diction refers to speaking clearly. As a health or allied health professional, you have a legal and moral responsibility to seek clarification when you don't understand a communication. This can be very challenging to achieve in a very busy medical setting. Accents, too, can sometimes interfere with your ability to achieve clarity. Even so, it is your professional obligation to be confident you've heard correctly. Never, ever fail to ask for clarification. Not only could someone's life depend on it, so could your career. On a final note, good, accurate written communication is also paramount in healthcare. As you begin your career, an awareness of and exposure to the types of written communication you can expect to encounter are role modeled for you in this book. There are many examples of professional writing in the text, as well as opportunities to reproduce it using a combination of medical terminology and your own words.